My name is Bishop Anders Arborelius. I'm Catholic Bishop in Stockholm. That's the only Catholic diocese in Sweden. We have many Christians, Catholic and Orthodox, from the Middle East. And we were all happy to have the visit of Myrna from Damascus here to speak to them about the Gospel, about her experiences, about what God is telling her to do. And I think her message of Christian unity is very important for Christians here in Sweden. Catholics and Orthodox are in minority in this nominally Lutheran country. And for us, this message is so important to know that God wants us to live in one church, with our different traditions, but with the same faith in Jesus the Savior. Mary is also becoming more and more important here in Sweden, even for Protestants. And I think this message that Myrna has brought will mean a lot to help people to grow more united in their faith in Jesus with the help of Mary.
You have met Myrna now. If you just could give us your impressions about the person.
Oh, the person, yes. I had the pleasure to meet Myrna, and I was very impressed with her simplicity, her natural way of behaving, and also of her listening capacity. And I think that's always true of those who come close to the Lord, that they have this listening, responsive attitude, that they want to receive the message of God and then transmit it to the world. So I was very happy and grateful that Myrna could come to us and help us here to grow in our Christian faith.
When you saw the stigmata on church, what was your reaction?
Well, of course, when you see something like that, you are very, very open to God's word. And we know that during history, Christ has given this privilege to some persons who had the mission to really tell the world that we, as Christians, take part in his redemptive suffering for the world. So I think this reminded us of our own vocation to suffer with Christ for the redemption of the world.
Is it a gift?
Of course it must be a gift. We cannot produce that of ourselves. And that's why the Church is so eager to investigate and give her opinion. It can only be the gift, the grace, that God gives in his immense goodness.
And the order from the hands and the face. What do you think of that?
Well, that's something very typical for the Oriental world. In the Western world, this phenomenon is not known. But I think it's typical of the Eastern spirituality, where the Holy Spirit is so important, and this oil somehow gives us an idea of what the Holy Spirit wants to do in the Church, to make us more alive, to bring us closer to Christ, and give us this joy, this courage to really live according to the Gospel.
It's a rich phenomenon. So many signs, so many messages in a Muslim country. It has a specific call for Christian unity in a Muslim country.
Well, of course, and I should say even in our country, that there are so few Christians, our main concern is to find unity, because Jesus himself told us that will be the sign for the world that Christ is alive, that we all are one in him. So I think it's typical that things like that happen in a Muslim country, that the witness of unity is so important.
Excellency, thank you very much.
Thank you.